Eye on the Hill 2023. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Well, you heard the official announcement from Representative Chris Stewart yesterday, right here on KSL News Radio, that he issued a statement. He plans to resign his position back in D.C. after a, quote, orderly transition. And this is due to his wife's health problems. And this will involve Capitol Hill. Utah's Capitol Hill.
There's a lot of layers to this, Debbie, and there's state law in place. It seems like every state has a little bit of a tweak of how it goes exactly. If a representative or if a senator steps down, how they replace them specifically, again, that it falls to the states and how they run their elections.
Representative Stewart has 18 months left in his term. Now, we don't know what his last date on the job will be at this point. But great opportunity to speak with Utah House Speaker Brad Wilson about this. And the legislature's role could be to call a special session to fund a special election. Did I get that right, House Speaker Wilson?
Good morning. It's good to be with you two again today.
Thanks.
I appreciate your interest in this topic, and that is, in fact, the case. That's an option. But before I get to that, I just think it's important for all of us to take a minute. Representative Chris Stewart has been a remarkable member of Congress, and he has served for over a dozen years back in D.C. And, I'll tell you, as Speaker of the House here, it is really comforting and reassuring to know that when we have an issue that we need help with in D.C., that we can call leaders like Chris and get their help. He's a good person. He's worked really, really hard for the state. We've been well represented by him, and he's going to leave big shoes to fill. So whenever this process gets fired up, when we have clarity from him on his timeline, it's going to be a daunting task for someone to be able to go back and do the work that he's been doing.
What kind of relationship is that between state legislatures and our federal representatives?
Yeah, we talk probably more than people think or would recognize, because there's so much interaction between what we do here in the state and kind of the needs we have in D.C. And honestly, what a lot of those conversations are is Washington's causing another problem. Can you, for the state of Utah, can you please help fix it? And he's been great at that and very effective in that regard to kind of get D.C. out of our way a little bit at times.
If this does land on a special election outside of a regularly scheduled election day, what kind of funding does the legislature need to provide for that, House Speaker?
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of different options, and we're just still working through that based on timing. But if, in fact, we made the decision that it made sense to stand up a separate special election or elections, because you would have a primary and a general in this race, one option would be to do that and fund those. They're not cheap. And, you're talking millions of dollars by the time you do that. But we've got to think about the consequence of having 25% of Utah's congressional delegation not seated back in D.C. And the cost to the state of Utah for that is also significant in terms of our ability to have influence back there, especially with the very razor-thin majority that Republicans have in Congress right now.
If I'm remembering right, Taylor Morgan told me about this yesterday, and I don't remember this being the case, but he said several years ago that the way we would replace someone that resigns, it used to be, was it the delegates that selected the replacement? Is that right?
Yeah, there's been some confusion. This has not happened often. I think it's only happened twice in the last 100 years. But now the process will be different. Individuals from both parties can actually say they want to run. and they can declare their candidacy. They, at least under current statute, could declare with their parties or declare with their parties and gather signatures. And if there's more than two candidates in the race, we'd go to a primary for those parties. And then you'd narrow it down and you'd have, you know, a general election 90 days later, which would make the final determination. So there will be a period of time, regardless of what the legislature decides, where we won't have someone back in D.C. in this seat. And the decision that's going to have to be made is, do we want to make that period of time as short as possible, even if it costs money?
You had mentioned that personally you might have interest in perhaps running for the Senate. Would this be a spot that interests you as well, serving in the House?
Yeah, I've been asked that. I am staying in the lane that I'm in right now, which is exploring a run for the U.S. Senate. There are a lot of people who have already expressed some interest in this congressional seat, and sure we'll hear more names as time progresses. And I think that's good. We want to have lots of good options to choose from, whether it's a special election or not.
House Speaker Brad Wilson on the line with us right now, and he's frequently with us on Thursday mornings about this time, talking about the issues at hand for Capitol Hill here in Utah. And today the hot topic, of course, is the resignation, the pending resignation of Chris Stewart, Representative Chris Stewart, who has served us back in Congress for 10 years, actually a little bit more, has a year and a half left on his term. You hinted at, and I don't remember exactly if you said, if we want to spend the money on an election, a special election as a state, is there a possibility that the legislature would consider leaving that seat vacant until the next election cycle?
No, that's really not an option. There will be some... there will be an election to fill this seat. The decision the legislature may face is, do we want to spend money to accelerate the process even faster? And that's what we'll be talking about here over the next few days, probably.
House Speaker Brad Wilson, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call and checking in with us. Of course, this was a big development this week. It came out of the blue. And Representative Chris Stewart, of course, it probably did not come out of the blue for his family,
yeah.
Because he said he needs to resign due to his wife's health, and he will be coming back to Utah to help take care of her.
A very strong message from the speaker, though, saying the option of leaving this seat empty for the next 18 months, he said that is not something we're interested in. In fact, if there were to be a special session that led to a special election, moving up the timing of the elections, it would be so that we could get it done in a more timely fashion, in a quicker manner, because, again, for the House of Representatives, these happen every 2 years. This is not the Senate that is possibly 6 years out every 6 years. These elections happen quickly. So when you start including a primary as well as a general, this is going to be an incredibly truncated timeline that they're going to have to deal with.
Next, let's talk about you need to stop blaming Californians for Utah's growth, Dave. You need to stop.
Don't tell me what to do. I will blame California till the cows come home. There's no cows in California, by the way.
Folks are coming from plenty of other states. I'll break it down for you next.